Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thanks for joining America's Great Loop Cruisers Radio, the sponsor edition. I'm Krista Flash. Just a reminder that the Great Loop is the continuous waterway found in the eastern part of North America, and that includes the Atlantic and Gulf intracoastal waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. America's Great Loop Cruisers Association provides great planning information and networking for those interested in taking the adventure of a lifetime. Along with our members, our sponsors are an important part of our organization. They provide products and services critical to completing the Great Loop comfortably and safely. Today, we are talking to one of our Admiral sponsors, Richardson's MapTech. Mark Tagg is here to share with us the importance of having the right navigational materials. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. First of all, give us some background on Richardson's MapTech.
Richardson's MapTech is a dynamic collection of three great brands of nautical publishing that have been around for as much as 40 years at this point. They go to late 70s and early 80s. The three products are the Richardson's line of Great Lake chart books and guides. They give both the charting necessary for the Great Lakes and also all the information for marinas and such. The second product line is MapTech chart kits. That is a line of full-color navigational charts in book form covering everything from the Canadian border on the Atlantic side all the way down the Atlantic coast and around Florida to the Panhandle. Those books not only have full-color charts, they also come with a whole system of electronic charts for a laptop or a computer and enough software to use them for navigating. And the third leg is Embassy Cruising Guides. We publish four of those covering the entire east coast of the Atlantic, of the United States, with guides that match up very, very closely to the chart kits that run down the coastline. Each of those gives very, very detailed information about all the harbors, anchoring, where to get provisions, where to find almost anything you need along the route, and
mm-hmm.
then feed to the chart kits. Together, all three of these lines create almost a complete portion of the Great Loop that is other than that which is the inland portion from Chicago to the Gulf, and also the Trent Severn Waterway is not included in that group. But otherwise,
okay. The
whole thing.
Wow, so you're a great one-stop shopping place, I guess, then, for anyone who is planning to do the loop. So let's start with
portion.
The basics. Let's start with the basics, because a lot of people are planning for their trips right now. What are the essential guides to have when you are cruising the loop?
Well, from us, the ones that we publish, full-size chart kits, the regions, they come in regions that are very large. I'll just do them very quickly. It's region 3, 4, 6, 7, and 8.
Mm-hmm.
There is no region 5. That will cover everything from the Panhandle to New York City. Then the Embassy Cruising Guides that match up to those are the Embassy Cruising Guides to Long Island Sound, the Embassy Guide to Chesapeake Bay to Florida, and the Embassy Guide to Florida. And then finally the Richardson's line is, again, the chart books and the guides. There's going to be it depends on the route you take, but the first one is called Hudson River and Adjacent Waterways, and it
mm-hmm.
covers, obviously, the Hudson, but out at Oswego or up through Lake Champlain to get into the Seaway or Lake Ontario. And then besides that, there are individual books for the Great Lakes, like Lake Ontario and Lake Huron, and Lake Michigan, which are the ones most loopers would be interested in, though
mm-hmm.
some, of course, may want to use Lake Erie because there's an alternative.
So what's the advantage of having more detailed individual books?
Well, first of all, if you go out and try to buy all of the government charts, that are included in this book, you're going to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. But
wow,
the entire run of the Atlantic coast, for instance, is each of those books is about $130. And so the difference between buying the full set of charts and buying these books is quite, first of all, quite a savings. The
so
second
there is a major cost savings, yeah.
Very, very major cost saving. Second of all, when you're buying individual charts, you may say, oh, I don't need this one and I don't need that one. You may skimp. Well, in the chart kit and in the Richardson's books, no harbor is skipped. If you need a harbor of refuge, it's always going to be available to you.
All right. We do have a lot of beginners who are listening. So can you explain for us the difference between charts and maps?
Well, in reality, a chart is just a specialized kind of map. There's a quick story that will tell you a little bit about that. It's about an old Nantucket whaling captain, and he was showing a landlubber around his ship, and the landlubber saw all the charts on the table and said, "My goodness, look at all the maps you have." And the captain snapped at him and said, "Those, my man, are charts." And the landlubber said, "Well, what's the difference?" And the sea captain said, "Well, maps tell you where to go. Charts tell you where not to go."
That's a great story.
I love it. It's one of my favorites. The in reality, of course, they do tell you where to go. But they also have lots and lots of information of where not to go. And that's
okay.
Really what the whole key is. It's everything you need to have as a boat skipper to know how deep the water is under you and how and where the buoys are and such, to move around on the water safely. But there's immense amounts of information on them.
Important information to have.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to people who decide to cruise without the appropriate charts?
Well, here's what we say. This is a catchphrase that we use all the time. There is no substitute for paper charts. Even today, with the incredible amount of electronic navigation available, they're essential for backup, in case there's a problem with the electronics or with your boat's electronic system, and they
mm-hmm.
also work wonderfully in conjunction with your electronics as a way to have a better overview of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And getting back to the story of the old sea captain, I can understand why novices would get maps confused. So what is a good way that people can educate themselves on reading charts?
Well, that's an interesting one. First of all, there's every color, every squiggle, every number, every abbreviation, and every symbol on a chart is telling you something important. And the most important key to that is the NOAA publishes a booklet called Chart Number 1, which is every possible thing you can find on a chart and what it means. However, in our chart kits, we reprint chart number 1 on the last two pages of every one of the East Coast chart kits. So that's number 1 method to learn how to do them. We also
mm-hmm.
publish two what we call our waterproof training chart series, and one of them is entitled Chart Symbols and On the Water Guide. And the second one is how to use GPS with charts. Both of those will help immensely. If you really want to learn about it, there's about a 200-page book by Nigel Calder called How to Read a Chart. and most importantly, though, is not just reading it, but actually using it for navigation. And for that, I suggest a course for beginners, either a Power Squadron or Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Good advice. And we don't have a lot of time left, so the last question is, there are other navigation resources out there, so why should people turn to Richardson's MapTech?
We've been doing it for over 35 to 40 years. We are the number one in the field in almost every one of the categories, both the cruising guides and in the chart sets. And we're much, much less expensive than buying any alternative government publications for the same purpose. We are
okay. So
okay, go ahead.
Where can people find your products?
Oh, we have hundreds and hundreds of dealers across the country. Obviously, the very largest is obviously West Marine, but there are others as well. Or, if necessary, you can't find them, you can always call the toll-free number or go online to maptech.com.
Okay, and what is the phone number?
Our phone number is, I knew you were going to ask me, I don't have the 800 number with me, unfortunately.
Well, we'll just send people to the website then,
very
and that's where they can find the phone number. Anything else that you would like to add, Mark?
I think I've covered the things I most wanted to cover, actually.
Okay. Well, this is great information. Thanks for sharing your insight with us. And don't forget to catch our regular program every Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also listen to archived versions of America's Great Loop Cruisers Radio anytime by going to www.greatloop.org. Thank you for listening.